Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from Wired about the future of AI agents and the need for a new kind of game theory. It's an interview with Zico Coulter, a CMU professor and OpenAI board member.
AI agents interacting? Sounds like a sci-fi movie waiting to happen. What's the core of Coulter's argument?
Essentially, he's saying as AI becomes more autonomous, especially in the form of agents that can act in a digital and physical world, we need new ways of thinking about security and interaction. He draws a parallel between the current AI shift and historical periods like World War II and the Cold War, highlighting the necessity for new theoretical frameworks.
So, it's not just about AI being smart, but about how they interact with each other, almost like a society of AI.
Exactly. He mentions how his lab at CMU is focusing on building inherently safer AI models, not just breaking them. He stresses that while current models aren't an immediate threat of loss of control, the risks are real, especially with agents that can take actions in the real world.
Interesting. So like a rogue email agent sending your financial information.
That's one example he mentions. While still largely experimental, these exploits could become serious as agents become more autonomous and less reliant on human oversight, which, let's face it, is inevitable. We all get tired of clicking agree all the time.
True, but a new game theory? How's that supposed to work with AI?
Well, traditional game theory focuses on human interactions. Coulter argues that we need a new approach to understand the complex interactions of AI agents with different aims and purposes. He points out how current models don't fully capture the potential for emergent behavior in a multi-agent AI world.
I see. So it's less about predicting individual AI actions and more about understanding how entire systems of agents might behave. Sounds like a massive challenge.
It is. And it's a challenge Coulter believes requires collaboration. He emphasizes the importance of safety research keeping pace with the development of more sophisticated agents. He highlights the work being done at his lab, his startup, and OpenAI in developing safer practices.
That's somewhat reassuring. But what about those potential exploits? Any specific examples beyond the rogue email agent?
Coulter discusses data exfiltration, where agents with access to your files and cloud storage could potentially upload your data without your knowledge. He also points to the need for stronger defenses against manipulating or controlling these agent systems, comparing vulnerabilities to software buffer overflows.
So, building safer systems is the key, rather than just assuming they'll behave how we intend.
Precisely. The interview underscores the need for proactive safety measures as AI agents become more integrated into our lives. He emphasizes the need for guardrails and human oversight, especially in security-sensitive situations.
But how do we balance security with the convenience of autonomous agents?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's something Coulter acknowledges as a key challenge. The goal, as he states, is to advance safety measures in lockstep with the development of more sophisticated agents. The interview certainly paints a fascinating and slightly unsettling picture of the future, highlighting the need for ongoing research and thoughtful development in this space.
Fascinating indeed. Thanks for breaking down this complex topic.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with another insightful discussion.
Goodbye.